Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for now joining the Preacher Parker Show. What another day, what another day, what another blessed day. I hope you all have a blessed day this day. It's a wonderful Wednesday. Ah, man, feeling good. You know, about 2 weeks ago, guys, I got married. I feel quite blessed. It's been a long relationship with me and my fiance before we got married. It was just years of waiting for the right time and just, you know, realizing that, you know, marriage is about really getting to know each other. You should truly know who your partner is. You should truly know who you are being with, who you're going to spend time with, because at that right moment, if she's the one or if he's the one, you'll know. It takes time to build a relationship that strong, so I got to say it was amazing. But good times, good memories, but it made me start thinking about all the things that's going on right now. And the good thing is they're talking about a lot about the younger generation now is getting married and they're staying married longer. And that's pretty good. You know, they said because most people don't communicate in relationships anyway, so they don't really have time to really get to know each other while they're married. And the worst thing that could happen is to be married to somebody you truly don't know, love, or have any intentions of really truly being with. But yes, you marry them because you have some sympathy for them, or you feel bad for them, or you're too scared to let go and move forward. Wow. I know that's not the best thing. The best thing is not to be with somebody that you don't really want to be with, and that is so serious. And you know, during the time me and my wife now got married, and we was listening to the vows that we had to repeat. And when you truly listen to those vows, you know, for sickness or for health, the death do you part, for better or for worse, when you hear those words, it's, if you truly listen to those words, you realize that you are truly committing unto God, committing in front of that man right there in front of you, committing in front of that book, and committing in front of all these people, that you truly are valuing the person that you're with at that moment, and that you're not going to let that person go. So it definitely feels good when you have the mindset to say that is true to the word that I'm going to stick to. But at the same time, if you really wasn't thinking about that relationship in that way, and you repeated those words, I know somewhere deep inside you got to feel somewhat guilty. But the first thing you got to ask yourself, people, before you get married or why did you get married is, what made you want to be with the person you're with right now? If you look at your spouse right now, or you look at your significant other right now, truly look at that person. Ask yourself, is this who I'm going to spend the next 50 to 100 years with? I know I'm going crazy with 100 years, but I'm just saying, we don't know what the future holds with all the technology today. But truly, can you look at the spouse you're with right now, look her in the eyes, fellas, and say, I truly want to be with this person. I can't see myself with no one else. No one else fulfills me the way this person fulfills me. No one else loves me or adores me as much or put up with my problems or issues or my skeletons that I hold behind. And vice versa, ladies, the same thing. You look at that man and say, is this the guy I truly want to be with? No matter what situation he's in, no matter what struggle, no matter what battles he's trying to battle to get to where he needs to get to. Despite the family issues, is this truly the man that I want in my life? I'm going to love, and I know he's not going to hurt me. He's going to protect me. He's going to be there with me. I mean, marriage is such a big step, a huge step. I mean, the fact that you go into somebody else's parents and asking permission somewhat or saying to them, no, I'm going to take care of your daughter. Or for that lady to look at that mother and say, yes, I'm going to be good to your son. I mean, parents look at this so much differently. And you got to look at it, did you marry somebody that had kids? Those kids need to be able to look up to that father or that mother and know that that person, that new stepmom or new stepfather is going to be that good parent, not the one that's going to be out there to hurt them. I mean, you got so many things to think about before you say, I do. And I'm not saying you can't get married if love at first sight. It happens. And it happens to a lot of people that haven't lasted for years. But at the same time, I do think that marriage is something that you should work towards. Get to know each other. Maybe live in the same place for a little bit. See the flaws. See the filth, the dirt. See all the things that you don't know about that person. To truly say, this is somebody I can see myself staying with, because it's tough, man. I'm telling you, it's tough. I mean, going from Batawa, me and my wife from the beginning, not having our own place, but not having cable, not having Wi-Fi, not having access to any TV. So for a good year, we're just sitting here talking, communicating, socializing, getting to know each other through the fights, the battles, the arguments. And when you go through all of that, all of those things, you say to yourself, wow. You realize you have really overcame a lot, and you really get to grow. That person grows on you, and you grow on them. And it's a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. I mean, if you're in love right now, I'm really happy for you. And I truly hope that love, that commitment, that marriage, that genuine friendship, that engagement is going to be pure and bliss and uplifted and spiritual and so great. Because sometimes we don't really think about, at this exact moment, what we want. We want so much. And it is hard, because you can't have everything. You can have plenty, but you can't have everything. Sometimes you got to step back and say, yo, I can only take care of what I can take care of. Knowledge is power, people. I mean, there's so many books out there, audios, mentors, classes, friends, people that's around you that can really help you understand the truth about what you want in life, and especially when it comes down to getting married and committing to say that person is going to be the one. But in my lifetime, I've met plenty of people that have been married, and I've seen it all. I mean, I've seen the marriages where people are genuinely cheating on their spouse, and it's okay. I mean, fellas, I mean, I understand that a lot of guys are horny. You know, we got hormone issues. You know, we see things, we see beautiful ladies everywhere, and you sometimes you get the idea of sexual thoughts, and or you want to try something new, or... And I'll be honest with you guys, there's one thing where you're just getting to date somebody, or you're still single, or you're just still getting to grow with the person you're with. But once you said, I do, once you knew that you said, I do, you knew at that moment you became one with that lady, with your wife. You became one with her. And at that moment, you realize, hey, I'm not playing those little childish games no more. I don't need no one else in my life. I have her. She can satisfy all the urges I have. She's the one that's going to be able to wake me up when I need to be woken up. That strengthens me when I need that strength. That pushes me when I need to go for those goals. That drives me when I need to make those moves. Yeah, that's what you decided to become. That's what who you joined with, that entrepreneurial partnership that you wanted. That's the person, the spouse that you wanted to be with for the rest of your life. You knew at this moment she was the one. So for that very fact, just to know that you decided that moment, hey, you know, I'm done. I don't want to be with this person no more. I'm finished. I don't care about her no more. I'd rather go out there and cheat. I'd rather go out there and beat her. I'd rather not disrespect our children and hurt our kids. I'd rather go out there and spend my money gambling and wasting my time. I'd rather... When did this become those issues? When did you become so selfish as a person that you forgot that who you was in the house with, who you said I do to? There's a time for us to play. There's a time for us to be that man. It's a time for us to step up to that stepping stone. It's a time for us to have the courage to know that we took hold of a chapter. We decided that we was going to become the foundation of our home. And she was going to run that home. And that house don't move without you. But she was going to keep that place in shape and clean and full of joy and happiness. And when you came home, you knew you had that sense of shelterness, that sense of love, that sense of care. When you had those rough days, she was over there to rub those shoulders down. and you decided as that man that you was going to go out there, flirt with some other lady, meet up at random spots, kiss, make love, have random sex, spend time with her kids or her friends, and then go back home, kiss your wife, smile and look at her in the face and act like everything was peaches and cream. At that moment, you decide that, you know what, I didn't do no wrong. I didn't see no wrong. You know, you don't see no wrong. You don't see what kind of disease or illness or sickness you can bring into the house. So you don't see what kind of hurt that you could do to her heart when she finds out the truth. You don't see that despite the backstabbing you did or how you hurt her family or even your family who might have loved her or cared about her as well. You don't think about the kids that y'all have built up with, who looked up to their daddy and said, this is my daddy, a hero, and now I found that my daddy don't give a damn about my mother. You don't think about none of those things no more. So we became so selfish, so boxed in, separated from the world, that you forget that nobody else is important. It's just about you. But maybe you forgot about those good times. Maybe you forgot about those times that she fed you when you were sick. Or that she took those random trips out there to go visit your family or friends and drop off things for you or do things for you in your favor. Or when you were sick, that she was there catering for you or taking you to the hospital. You forgot about the times that she carried those seeds, carried those babies, or scratched your back, or gave you that money that she had, or that little bit of money she had left to give to you so she could help your broke ass at the times you were struggling. You forgot about those moments, but at the same time, you felt it was okay to treat her wrong. What about you men out there that hurt your wives? Punch, beat, strike, hurt, starve, put them in bondage, that don't let them see their own family, that keeps them locked up. What kind of man are you, man? What kind of man are you, man? Let's be real. I don't give a damn how you feel. I don't care what your words is, what your past life was, what, how much you struggle, how much I don't give a damn about all that BS, because deep down inside, you know what the hell you're doing. Deep down inside, you're not that retarded or psychological that you need some kind of medicine to let make you understand that you're hurting somebody else. You know when you're hurting somebody else. So you decide to hurt someone, treat them bad, ruin their lives, all because you have issues that you can't get over, all because you can't get on your feet, all because you have not decided to make moves to better your life. Or because you realize you didn't love her no more, and instead of being a man and saying, you know, I don't want to be with you no more, let's separate, you decided hurting her was the best answer. Or some of you guys out there that force your wives to have sex with other people, or to hurt, to prostitute your wives, or to go out there and treat them and sell them. What? Wow. Wow, what generation, what times? And this, I can't say what times, let me be honest. This has been happening for centuries. Years that men have been doing this, and I don't see that. What the problem is, there's not enough men out there telling other men, yo, that's enough is enough. Stop hitting your lady. Enough is enough. Stop letting your kids sleep on the floor. Stop letting your wife sleep on the floor. Enough is enough. Stop walking everywhere every day instead of trying to find a way to get a vehicle. Now, if you're in a situation where you can't nowhere near no assets, then find ways to get help. But together, find ways to get help and get on your feet. Or you see your wife as a junkie because you got her on it, now you want her to be clean. Or you started the whole thing. Or you're not man enough to take hold of a situation. Or you got some of you guys out there who allows the woman to beat you, hurt you, overpower you. I'm not saying that a woman can't have her say in a relationship. But at some point, you got to realize you are equal in this relationship. So you should have some say. You should have some backbone to stand up and say, I want to do things. I want to try things. I want to take risks. I want to make moves. I want to travel with you, with the woman I love. But she don't know that. Sometimes you don't talk. You don't communicate. You're too busy on your cell phone. You're too busy on the computer. You're too busy watching Sunday night football or watching your favorite basketball game or watching your favorite TV show. You're too busy spending more time with your homeboys than spending time with your wife. A lot of these things affect us every single day. Every day. What are we doing to change that, yo? I mean, we gotta make some changes around here. We gotta really do something different. We gotta do something different, fellas. It's just getting tiring. It's getting boring.
How about that? It's just getting boring, guys. We have yet to do anything that's going to make a difference in our relationships. And we're not willing to make a change ourselves, and nothing changes. I want to see changes everywhere. I want to see people happy. I want to see people smiling all over the place because they know love has brought them there. Fellas, we gotta start being more determined. We want better. And a lot of times, guys, the reason why we do the things we do is because we wasn't taught better. We had those fathers, we had those pimps around us, we had those guys around us that has that opposite side of life. They don't look for the good in a relationship. They don't look for the good in that woman or those kids. So men stand together to fight against that. That's what we have to do. That's what needs to be done. Guys, you got goals out there, dreams out there to make something happen. Go out there and make it happen. Go after those things. Fellas, we have to be stronger than what we are. We are the leaders. And a lot of people don't realize a father is a very important thing in a household because it changes the direction of where a lot of life goes. Praise the Lord when you can. Praise the Lord with your family so they can be stronger than the Lord. If you don't believe in any kind of spiritual thing, then man, be strong for your family. Be the foundation that brings happiness to them. Create a positive vibe and vibration around you that will eventually affect your community, affect your city. Little do we know how much good that we are that can make a difference everywhere we are. There's good men out there that's always out there. But for those guys that's out there that's beating, raping, humiliating, misusing, mistreating women in general, not just your wives, in general. Get a hold of yourself. Stop being ridiculous, man. Step the hell up. Man, I hope there's some guys out there right now that's listening to me right now that want to share this, man, and spread this word, because we need men out there that needs to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about the truth no more, man. That's the problem. Stand the hell up, fellas. Work. Do what you got to do. Earn. Grind. Bust your ass. Make moves. Make your home a home. Make your wife happy. Live your life and make the best of it. I'm going to get back to these guys. But right now, I need to talk about the ladies in this relationship. Wives, a lot of you have been with your men for a long time. And you get tired. A lot of you get tired of your man talking about you, mistreating you, disrespecting you. And a majority of the time, it's the guy's fault who started out. But let's be honest, there's some females out there right now who are really making it hard for their husbands. Making it hard for the husbands because that's not how their husbands met them when they first met their wives. You didn't meet them that with that negativity. You didn't meet them with that hatred, that bitterness, that unforgiveness. And you know, sometimes your wives go out there and y'all just, some of y'all don't want to support your husbands, so don't want to push these men, or don't want to drive them to be better. Or don't want to alter or change things just a little bit just to make things more easy and more happy in the relationship. But if your guy has dreams, sometimes women, yeah, some dreams you should shut down. But there are a lot of dreams out there that are actually good ideas, ladies. You should take the risk with your man. Push him. Help them to aim towards that job because deep down inside, you are the intercessors. You are the immediate people. You are the medians. You are the ones that's going to drive your men, your husbands, to be strong, to be those fighters. They're going to be those leaders they need to be, but they're going to know they're going to go home to a wife that's there. Guys, you should know how to cook. Absolutely, because you never know. Sometimes you need to cook for your wives, and also, you know, you need to cook for yourselves. But ladies, I hope there's a lot of ladies out there know how to cook, at least learn how to cook or want to cook, because sometimes, trust me, a husband wants a good meal. Kids want a good meal. And it's not good to be eating fast food every day. That home good food is where it's at. But right now, with all the poison we got going on out here, trust me, it's best that you cook at home. So ladies, go out there, you know, start, you know, throwing it down in the kitchen, because, man, a good meal keeps a man at home. I'm just being honest. And sometimes, ladies, men want to play video games. Even if you get them 1 to 2 days a week where they can play games, let them just enjoy some games sometimes, because sometimes it just gets their mind off that stress. It gets their minds off that drama, playing those video games. If they want to go out and play some basketball, play some hoop, let them play that sport. Let them live a little. Let them breathe a little because they need that. But at the same time, start to treat your woman's right. But the worst is when a wife wants to argue all the time for everything, for every petty reason, because you're still holding on to a grudge from the past. If that's your situation, ladies, if there's something that you can't handle sometimes, if it's time to move on, move on. But ladies, I also say, you got a man that's out there that's doing you wrong. He's cheating on you. You know he's cheating on you. If you feel in your heart that you want to keep that relationship going, I applaud you. But if there's a moment deep down inside of you where you say enough is enough, find help. Do whatever you got to do and get out. Get out of that unsafe relationship. Don't stay with a man that's cheating you multiple times, or raping you, or selling you, or prostituting you, or trafficking you, or getting you involved with drugs, or getting you doped up, or getting you involved with the prison life, or getting you involved with the street life, where you know you could do better. There's so many good men out there that could change your lives. Move on. Don't be alone with that man that's going to keep beating you. How long can you keep taking that beating before you say enough is enough? It's not good for your kids to see. It's not good for your family to know about. It's not good for your friends to know about. It's not good for you. It's unsafe. It's unholy. It's just wrong. And I feel so hurt. Ladies, get out of that unsafe situation. It's not right. And ladies, I know a lot of fellas might not agree with me, but if you have a dream, you have goals, you're on a mission, you have ambition, you want something that you want to do, and your fellas ain't pushing you, just do it. Just do it. But as little as he knows what you want to do, what you are aiming for, will benefit not only yourself, but him and your kids. And it can make things so much better. Sometimes guys got to stop being selfish and let your ladies go out there and live those dreams. Stop worrying about them going out there trying to cheat on you. Those girls are out there cheating on you, fellas. They're out there trying to make moves. Yeah, guys are going to be guys just like you are. You just got to have enough trust to know that your lady's going to be out there and she's going to be safe. She's going to be genuine to you. She's going to come home to you, and she's going to do good. But ladies, that don't mean go out there and wear little short shorts and show all your ass and all your titties and go out there and flirt with every guy you get a chance to go out there, because that's what it's not about, man. It's so easy to go out there and be manipulated in this world with so much dirt and wickedness going around that everybody don't know how to hold on to a strong relationship no more. And that's where the problem lays. We gotta make the right decisions. All lives matter, people. I don't care what race it is. So all relationships matter. And it's crazy when married people want to go out there and mess with married people. I mean, if that's something that you both talked about as a couple and that's what y'all decided, I'm not against you. That's what you do. That's your decision. But you just individually go out there and want to cheat and hurt someone. It's just wild. It's just wicked. It's just so wicked. It's so wrong. Because that's not what your relationship should become once you decide to become married. Because once both you, male and female, decided that you was going to say, I do, at that moment, y'all should know there's no more playing games. There's no more this BS. I truly hope y'all will share this, spread this message, pass it on, continue to follow Preacher Parker. Whether you're on Instagram or Facebook, I'm Jamal Parker. But you can find me as Preacher Parker, Preacher_Parker on Instagram, Preacher Parker on Facebook, J Parker, whatever you want to call it. You'll see me. You'll notice. You'll recognize me. But I'm the same everywhere. Got to try to do a little thing with YouTube. Eventually, I'm going to get on that. But right now, guys, I truly just want to see strong relationships, strong unions, love, commitment, happiness, inner peace, bliss, blessings, meekness, abundance of laughter, wealth, food, happiness, whatever you need that makes that home, home. Keep the Lord in your life. Keep God in your life. Keep the spirit of your life, because there's so much evil around us. And truly live with happiness at your best fulfilled moment. And never let go of each other, no matter how dark it gets, how hard it gets. Y'all are each other's backbones. And when you know this, life will never be the same. It will always be great. Stay blessed, stay loved, stay happy. God bless you all. Thank you for joining the Preacher Parker Show.